so you know you're in here. It's really nice. Oh, and I put some new house slippers under the bed just for when you're here.
Okay, so where do you want this suitcase, Mama Lucia?
Oh, just put it there at the foot of the bed. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Here you go.
Wow, three suitcases. Are you moving here?
Who knows, Matthew?
A woman needs to pack more for her travels than a man does.
No kidding.
Besides, two of those suitcases have all our Christmas presents.
Yes.
Right, Grandma?
Please, don't call me Grandma. Call me Abuelita.
Abuelita. I can't say it.
All right, I give up. Call me Nana.
Well, I'm glad you'll be with us for Christmas, Nana, with or without presents.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Which isn't to say I don't want any presents, just in case you might go out shopping.
Yeah, let's go shopping, Nana.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now don't nag. She just got here. We have plenty of time.
Oh, we can go shopping if you want. I'd like to see how Odyssey adorns itself for the holidays.
Yay! Yeah!
Take it easy, kids.
Really,
I want to see it.
Yeah, I really need to get that.
You poor woman.
Poor woman? My mother?
Oh, I was thinking about you. I know you were looking forward to some peace and quiet this Christmas.
Well, I didn't want Mama home alone for the holidays. She should be with family.
Sure, but you know how it can get when she's around.
Yes, but don't worry. I won't let it get too crazy.
Uh-huh.
Mom!
Dad!
Okay, so I won't let it get too crazy after the crazy Christmas shopping with the kids.
Exactly.
Okay, the ornaments are on the tree. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, the star.
Of course.
It's on the table by the window. Hey, would you grab it, Emily?
Sure.
Well, everyone, I have just completed a modification to the front door in the spirit of the season.
Oh, what modification?
Allow me to demonstrate.
I like it. Here's the star, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, thanks, Emily. Now, as soon as I put this on, Eugene, you can turn on the lights.
Excellent.
Okay. How's it look?
Crooked.
Which way?
Right.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hey, Matthew.
Everybody, this is my grandmother.
Oh.
We were doing some Christmas shopping, and I thought I'd bring her by. We call her Grandma or Nana, but you can call her, what do you want to be called?
Please, call me Lucia. Ah.
Salutations, Lucia.
Welcome to Wits End, Lucia.
Thank you. Oh, that's a remarkable tree.
Oh, thank you. The star is adjusted, so turn on the lights, Eugene.
Very well, Mr. Whitaker. Ta-da! So, what do you think?
it's different.
Oh, thank you.
Too much flashing. Definitely too much flashing.
Huh? I feel like I'm hallucinating.
Huh?
Frankly, I think it looks like a traffic accident.
I don't remember any complaints about the lights last year. Why'd you change them?
Well, we thought a few innovations might keep things from being, well,
boring, Connie. He said he thought my Christmas decorations were boring.
Mr. Whitaker, I never used the word boring.
True. You used words like uninteresting and predictable.
Mm-hmm. And yawn-inducing. But I only meant that Christmas should be somewhat exciting and unexpected, since, as we all know, the birth of Jesus was just that.
Mm. Yeah. Well, what do the rest of you think about my Christmas decorations?
Mm. Well, to be blunt, I think your decorations do tend to be a little functional. Mm. They're no different than any store would have. I mean, this is Wits End, and I'd expect it to be more...
Innovative.
More traditional, in a cozy, make-yourself-at-home kind of way.
Hmm, interesting. Mm. And how do you suggest I get that feeling here, Connie?
Well, everybody has Christmas traditions they enjoy at home, so why not do some of them here at Wits End?
Yeah! You can invite everyone in town to tell you the things they really like to do around Christmas, and then we do them here.
For example?
Well, in my family, we make gingerbread houses and hide little gifts inside some of them. And whoever finds the gifts gets to keep them.
That's funny, because when I was growing up, we made a huge gingerbread house filled with gifts, and then we used those for our white elephant exchange.
Oh, you exchange white elephants?
What?
Did you grow up in a zoo?
No, it's an expression for silly little gifts like fingernail clippers or a handheld pencil sharpener or a tire pressure gauge. You know, stuff that no one really wants for Christmas.
I've always wanted a tire pressure gauge for Christmas.
Mm.
Except for him. Anyway, the exchange becomes a game where you go around the room and try to trade to get something better.
I'm not hearing any traditions that include the birth of Jesus.
Excuse me. I know one which you've probably never done here.
Oh? Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, there's a Christmas celebration called Las Posadas, which is Spanish for the inns. It's a pageant where Mary and Joseph ride on a donkey from house to house throughout the town and ask for a place to stay. Each home turns them away, but the townspeople follow them in a procession singing carols.
Oh.
Finally, they arrive at the place where the innkeeper lets them in and everyone prays, and there's a party.
Wow.
They could wind up here at Wits End.
Yes.
Yeah, they could.
And then we can have a party and break into the gingerbread houses, and then we can... Oh, do you like any of these ideas, Mr. Whitaker?
I do, but it sounds like a lot of work. Are you sure you want to try this in the 2 weeks before Christmas? I can't organize it by myself.
Oh, don't worry, Whit. I'll play organizer for everything. It'll be fun to do something different.
Well, all right. Count me in. We'll try a new traditional Christmas at Wits End.
Yeah!
To give up or to yield. 7 letters.
Pero Eva, what are you doing?
I'm just enjoying a nice, quiet morning and doing the crossword puzzle.
Uh-huh.
I never get the time to do this anymore. I think I'm overcommitted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a 7-letter word for the phrase to give up or yield? It ends with a B.
But Eva, the girls are in the car. We're ready to go.
Go? Where are we going?
I have to shop for gifts and then pick up the ingredients for the tamales, champurrado, and buñuelos.
What? Why are you making all that?
For Las Posadas, at Wits End.
I knew it was your idea, but no one told me you'd volunteered to make food.
You didn't think I'd leave such cooking to all your friends. Besides, I want the children to experience this. You don't really teach them our traditions.
Okay, let's not have that discussion again.
I'm only saying. Now, hurry. Our first stop is the hair salon.
The salon?
We're having a girls' day out. 3 generations of Ortega women painting the town and their nails.
Okay. It sounds like fun.
Perfect. We'll be outside.
To give up, to yield, succumb. Oh, that's the word.
Hey, Whit, I need to run a few things past you for the Christmas event.
Oh, all right.
I've got the kids lined up for Las Posadas. Olivia will play Mary. Barrett Jones will be Joseph, and Eugene is providing the music.
What about the donkey?
Well, I got the last one, but we have to have him back by 7. I thought about getting a camel, but the owner said he's got hump mange.
Mr. Whitaker, Eugene wanted me to ask you where the fog machine is.
Oh, it's in the basement workshop, Matthew.
Thanks.
But why do we need a fog machine?
It's for the front of the shop. Eugene created a barn potpourri that we'll put in the fog machine to get the smells of the stable when Mary and Joseph arrive.
Do we have to do the smells?
Eugene wants it to be authentic.
Well, you know, Matthew, just seeing the baby Jesus being placed in a manger would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, but that's awesome like, aw, look at the baby. Not awesome like, filled with all awesome.
I get the idea.
The fog machine is in the workshop in the basement?
In the far corner.
Thanks.
There's a lot of interest around town about what we're doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I had another idea. How about broadcasting it from kids' radio so the people who can't come can still experience it?
Do you think we'll have that many listeners?
Oh, yeah, by the comments I'm getting.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do. How's it going with the gingerbread house?
Emily's in charge of that. It's going to be huge, and I have 3 tokens to put inside.
Only 3? I thought all the kids were supposed to find a little something.
Yeah, they were, but now we'll use the tokens to choose our contestants for our Let's Make a White Elephant Deal game show.
Hold on. The White Elephant Gift Exchange is now a game show?
Well, it's the only way to do it. Otherwise, we'll have to give all the kids gifts, and then we'll be haggling and trading all night. You're still providing the white elephant gifts, right?
Yes, I thought I'd repurpose a few things I already have.
Oh, great. Okay, back to work. I have to sort out the music with Eugene.
Honey, this whole idea seems to be getting bigger by the minute.
Oh, don't worry, Whit. Everything's under control.
Yeah.
Let me think. Oh! I'm going to run out of masa harina.
Ava, hi.
Hello, David. How is work?
Well, fine, but what's going on here?
Mama ran to the store, and I'm trying to make these tamales for the big night at Wit's End.
Whoa, those are a lot of tamales.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a restful, quiet Christmas.
I don't know how it happens. My mother seems to create chaos wherever she goes. Do me a favor, please. Mm-hmm. Look for the steamer while I spread the masa.
Okay.
It should be in that cupboard behind the pots and pans.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, this is where that went. You know, you don't have to let your mother's chaos become your own. Saying no is always an option.
You're joking, right?
Am I?
I'll learn to say that one day. It's amazing how she thrives on this kind of activity. She wouldn't know what to do with peace and quiet.
Well, some people are like that. Look, I don't mind, but I don't want you to ruin your Christmas with a lot of stress. I know. How about this? Whoever wants to do Las Posadas at Wit's End can. The rest of us will stay for a quiet night at home.
Well, unfortunately, we can't do it that way.
Why not?
Because it's starting here. Connie decided that it should, since it was Mama's idea.
Oh. Terrific. Sorry, darling. There's no steamer down here.
Oh, and I'm running out of steam.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to our special kids' radio presentation of Las Posadas, a beautiful pageant from Spanish tradition in which we follow Mary and Joseph through town as they search for lodgings. And here comes our director, Connie Kendall.
All right, places, everyone! Eugene, please tell Mrs. Ortega to get ready.
Aye, aye, Miss Kendall.
Connie, a few words for our listeners?
Will someone help Olivia onto the donkey?
I will.
Great. Okay, we're going to have to hurry to get Jake back by 7. He's booked for a party at the Rabinowitz's.
Jake?
The donkey. Let's get moving, Mom!
It looks like she's a little busy now. Come on, Olivia. I mean, Mary. Up. You go.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. And hello to all our listeners. By the way, we might want to explain that my outfit tonight is a first century Palestinian motif created for this occasion by local designer Christian Decor. It's a lovely white cotton ensemble, complemented with a purple sash.
It's lovely.
Where's our Joseph?
I'm here.
Matthew? I thought Barrett was playing Joseph.
He was, but he came down with the flu. I'm the stand-in.
Matthew, where's your costume?
I'm wearing it. What, you don't like it?
Joseph didn't wear jeans.
These are carpenter jeans.
Oh, they'll have to do. Eugene, lead us on.
Ready when you are.
You brought your ukulele? What happened to your guitar?
Oh, I broke 2 strings before we left Wit's End. This was all I had.
Fine, whatever. Just start.
Aye, aye, maestro.
Mary and the donkey are led to the edge of the driveway, in this case, the home of the Parker family, by Joseph, who calls for the first innkeeper.
Grandma, innkeeper, innkeeper, let us in.
You make it sound like we're doing the Three Little Pigs.
Everybody's a critic.
And Lucia Ortega comes to the door.
I'm sorry, sir. I have no room for you here.
Ah! Joseph! Hurry! The baby!
Come on, donkey.
Come on!
Move! You seem to be having technical difficulties.
Connie, Jake won't move.
I know what to do. Here, Matthew. Give him a tug sideways. That should get him going. Anda, anda.
Thanks, Mrs. Ortega. You're a natural.
Oh, I had a lot of practice with my husband. God rest his soul.
And now, according to the tradition, Mary and Joseph proceed to the next house with a crowd following.
Okay, come on, pick up the pace. The donkey's double booked. Move him out!
I wonder where Wick keeps his oven mitts.
Ava, there you are. Why are you back here in the kitchen?
Just making sure the tamales stay warm. Have they started Las Posadas?
I just heard Witt say on the radio that they've left our house.
Mom, can I start eating the gingerbread house?
No, Camilla, you have to wait.
But it looks so good. I'm really hungry.
You'll survive. Here, help me finish making the punch.
Okay.
Hurry, they'll be here soon.
Ava, are you all right?
Why did everyone think this was such a good idea?
Mary and Joseph have now arrived at their next stop, the Jones household. Emily Jones is doing the honors by answering the door.
Hello, Emily. I mean, innkeeper.
Hi, stranger. What can I do for you?
Do you have any room at your inn? As you can see, Mary is great with child. At least she used to be before she took her pillow out to sit on.
This donkey is bumpy. I'm sorry, but I don't have any room because everyone is sick with the flu.
But I'll see you at Wick's End in a few minutes.
Okay.
And our couple must go through the streets of Bethlehem to find a place to stay.
Hurry up! My legs are falling asleep.
All right already. Let's go.
Somebody get chicken soup for the Jones family!
And now, Mary and Joseph come to the last stop, Witt's End. A gentle fog rolls across the front of the building, which smells a lot like a stable. For the sake of authenticity.
I think I was a little off in my potpourri mix.
This is bad. Let's hurry before everyone's asphyxiated. Lines, everyone!
Joseph knocks on the door, and the innkeeper opens it. Oh, wait a minute, that's me.
Mr. Whitaker, please tell me you have room in the inn. Jake has to get to his next gig.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have room. You're welcome here anytime. Please come in, everyone.
Somebody bring Mary.
Hurry up!
We're now in the main dining room at Witt's End, where an enormous gingerbread house sits on a table in the center of the crowd.
Okay, thanks to Emily Jones for making this massive gingerbread house! Yay! Yeah! Okay, now when I give the word, the kids can attack the house. And don't forget, I've hidden three special prizes which will determine who gets to be our contestants for the Let's Make a White Elephant Deal game show. Not even Emily knows what or where they are. Ready, set, Feliz Navidad!
Matthew Parker seems to have found one of the tokens.
There's a clip-on earring in the frosting.
Oh, sorry. I knew I dropped it somewhere. But congratulations, Matthew. You're our first contestant.
Hey, look. I found a tiny toy car.
And Camilla Parker is our second contestant.
I think this is a setup. The Parker family is getting preferential. Oh, wait. Here's a toe ring.
And Emily Jones is our third contestant.
Yes.
Everyone into the little theater for Let's Make a White Elephant Deal!
And now, live from the little theater at Wits End, it's Let's Make a White Elephant Deal, starring that merchant of mastodontal mayhem, Eugene Meltzner.
Thanks, Jay, Mr. Whitaker. And welcome to Let's Make a White Elephant Deal, where our contestants vie for wonderful prizes. This round, we begin with Camilla Parker and Emily Jones. We'll start with you, Camilla. You excited?
Let you know when I see what I win.
Well then, let's get right to it. You can choose what's inside cave number one or what's in the trough by the flock of wet sheep. Which do you choose?
I'll take the trough.
She takes the trough. Honey, show young Miss Parker exactly what she's won.
She's won a pair of Argyle socks!
Whoa! That's right, Camilla. First popular with Scottish golfers, Argyle socks are well known for their style and comfort. A special treat for your weary feet. Used thrift store value $1.99.
Used socks? Oh, man, I should have chose the cave.
All right, our next contestant is Emily Jones.
Yes! So, do I get what's in the cave?
Actually, you get...
tamales. Oh, thank you for watching over them.
You're welcome, Mama.
Eva, I didn't mean for you to get caught up in all this activity.
It's all right.
No, it isn't. You didn't want this kind of Christmas, I know.
But everyone's enjoyed it.
Except you.
No, I have. It's not what I expected, but it turned out well.
Oh, still, here's my present to you. Tomorrow, I take care of everything. The Christmas dinner, cleaning up. You rest, do a crossword puzzle, drink tea, and enjoy yourself.
Oh, now, don't be silly.
No, Eva, I mean it.
Well, thank you. I don't know how you do it, Mama. You have 5 times the energy that I do. When do you ever slow down?
Slow down. If I slow down, maybe I'll stop completely.
What? Mama, everyone has to slow down.
Ah, I do. At the right time, when it has meaning.
Sometimes I don't understand you.
I know.
Eva, Mama Lucia, the kids are in the final round of the White Elephant Exchange.
Oh, yeah. This I have to see.
Matthew Parker, whiz kid of Menlo Street. You have the option of choosing either of the fabulous items the girls have won. Camilla's pair of comfy Argyle socks or Emily's vintage 1950s box of cinnamon Sputnik cereal with the little plastic Russian figurine inside. Or you can choose what's inside the small box over yonder in the plastic shepherd's hand. What'll it be?
Well, I'm a big cereal fan. And a guy can never have too many socks.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like the unknown.
Hmm.
I'm going with the box, Eugene.
Okay. Tell him what it is, Whit.
An 8-track tape. Listen to music the way they did back in the day. Utilizing endless loop technology, 8-tracks are portable, rugged, and just plain neato. Used thrift store value, $4.25.
Congratulations, Matthew.
Yeah, this is great. My gift is broken. Hear that?
Matthew, you still have the option of enticing one of the other contestants to trade. What'll you do?
Emily. I know you want to trade that Russian cereal thingy for my 8-track tape. You enjoy music a lot more than I do.
No. I'll stay with the cereal box with a little Russian inside.
Camilla?
No way! Argyle socks make great hand puppets.
Rats.
Wait a minute. The little Russian has something attached to its neck.
Oh? Tell us what it is.
It's a necklace.
Mm.
Wow, that's pretty.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, there's something in my sock.
Hmm?
It's a gift card for the mall.
for $20.
Cool. Whit, white elephant gifts aren't supposed to be valuable.
Oh, really?
Then, does that mean my 8-track tape isn't broken?
Hey, look, there was a quarter inside.
A quarter?
May I examine that, please?
Sure.
Matthew, this happens to be a 1932S silver quarter.
Is that good?
Good. Last time I checked the National Coin Collector's registration, this particular coin was worth over $100.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! All right, Whit, this stuff is way too nice. Come on, out with it. What are you up to?
Oh, I was thinking that it's taken a lot of energy and work to pull together this elaborate Christmas celebration. It's funny because this started off so simple, but became bigger as we went along. I can think of few occasions more deserving than the birth of Jesus. But all of this fun and activity are just outer wrappings to the best part, what's on the inside. Just like a donkey, a dirty stable, and a tired pregnant woman proved to be the outer wrappings for the greatest treasure we could ever imagine.
Like the white elephant gifts look like junk on the outside, but inside was something really valuable.
Ah, that's right.
And being the good sister I am, Matthew, I'll trade you my gift card for your quarter after all.
No way!
Having said all that, I'd like now to announce to all of you non-contestants in the audience that no one leaves empty-handed. For the next week, just say the phrase, Las Posadas, and you'll get a free ice cream cone here at Wits End.
Yay!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas,
Wits. Lucia, what are you doing? I thought you went home ages ago with the rest of your family.
Oh, not until the pots are all clean. I can't leave a mess behind.
But it's late.
See, it's all done now anyway.
Well, thank you for everything you did to make this evening a success. I'm sure it wasn't what you had in mind when you came to Odyssey for Christmas.
No, this is better.
Is it?
Maybe I'm crazy, but this is what I love. The busyness, the festivity, everyone doing things together, followed by this.
Followed by what?
Listen.
The calm that comes after the chaos. It's a particular kind of beautiful.
Ah, you understand. It's the gift of peace wrapped up inside the busyness. I appreciate one because I have the other.
It's midnight.
A holy night. The night the Christ child was born. Merry Christmas, Whit.
Merry Christmas, Lucia.
Even in the middle of exciting Christmas traditions and activities, it's important to remember why we celebrate Christmas. To do that, let's take a look at the first Christmas story from the book of Luke. After the shepherds saw the angels and visited the baby Jesus, they went out and told others about him and praised and glorified God. Imagine their excitement celebrating the miracle of God coming to earth. While the shepherds were celebrating, the Bible tells us that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She took the time to think deeply about all that was happening at that first Christmas. Both the shepherds' celebration and Mary's quiet reflection were great ways to honor God at Christmas. Let's make both a part of our holiday traditions. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Grandma's Christmas Visit was written by Kirby Atkins, Dave Arnold, and Paul McCusker, and directed by Paul McCusker. Sound design by Gap Digital. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. Music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoika as Whit, Katie Lee as Connie, Zach Callison as Matthew, and Lucky Weeding as Grandma. I mean, Nana. Along with Will Ryan, Amanda Troop, Christina Pacelli, Sydney Schiattani, Mark Evan Jackson, and Hope Levy. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Merry Christmas, everyone.